Now, a Donegal teenager, a young Monaghan man, both flying the flag for Irish music and being incredibly successful too. 17-year-old Murrin Bradley from Donegal performed in front of millions of television viewers on New Year's Eve. She was one of Jules Holland's guests on his annual Hootenanny, the much coveted BBC Two programme which rings in the new year each year. She performed the Reverend Gary Davis song, Candyman. Well, Murrin joins us now, as does 22-year-old Jamie Duffy from Glasslough in County Monaghan, who's enjoying his own success, topping classical charts around the world with his debut single, Solace. We'll hear some of his music in just a moment. Murrin, congratulations on the Hootenanny. How did it happen?
Hi.
Morning.
It was a really amazing experience, the whole Hootenanny. Everyone there was just so nice. It was like really amazing how well put together the whole team was, and like the whole show was just really amazing. And it was so amazing for me to meet all them legends, pretty much.
Absolutely. I mean, you were brilliant. How did you end up being on the show?
It was kind of just between the record company and mm-hmm. my record company and Jules's production team.
He was clearly impressed with what he had heard. Will you describe the type of music that you play and how you got into it?
I probably describe it as kind of country folk or country blues music, like folk blues kind of. And I got into it from my dad. He's really obsessed with all that kind of music, and I grew up listening to it. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
And you got your first guitar for your 9th birthday.
Yeah, for my 9th birthday, yeah.
And then, so you pretty much started playing right away, and your dad, was he teaching you?
Yeah, he taught me.
And what's so great about the type of music that you play, Murrin? Why do you love it?
I suppose I've just grown up listening to it, and I kind of just, I just really love the music, and it's how complicated and all, or how complex it is, and it's just, I just really love the
It sounds great. It really does. And it's something different, isn't it? It's something different from what you hear regularly.
It's very different.
It really is. Jamie, congratulations on your success as well. Will you describe, well, let's hear some of your music actually now. We're going to play your most recent release, Eerie. Well, that's Jamie Duffy there. That's beautiful, Jamie. Will you describe the type of music that is and that you play?
Good morning, Audrey. Yeah, so it's the type of music I'm making, I guess you'd really call it neoclassical. It's sort of an instrumental mix of sort of pop, traditional, classical, and all these influences sort of coming together to make the sort of sound that you're hearing there. And we're using tin whistles and flutes and piano to make it happen.
Your first single, as I say, was Solace. It was the most successful debut song on Spotify, streaming from an Irish artist since Hozier's Take Me to Church, which is quite an accomplishment. You had 60 million listens, and you're topping classical charts in the Netherlands and in Kazakhstan. How did all this happen? Because you were studying away at Queen's, studying international relations.
Yeah, I was studying politics at Queen's. In another world, I probably would be on before this talking about politics, but it all just sort of came to fruition one night when I sort of decided to put up my own pieces I put Solace up, and it sort of just took off from there, and it's opened the door to create a lot more music since that.
And I love this. There's obviously music in the genes, because tell us about your granny.
Yeah, so she was actually, I'm from a village called Glasslough, and in the 60s, Ireland, rural Ireland, had one of its first nightclubs, and she was the DJ there. And there's RTE archive footage of her like putting the decks on with Desmond Leslie in this sort of
this
nightclub.
This was in Castle Leslie.
This is in Castle Leslie, and then I took on the sort of tradition of entertaining. I became a piano player there when I was 17, so it definitely runs in the family.
Ah, brilliant. And a quick question to both of you. Jamie, are you going to stick with the music?
Absolutely, 100%.
And what about you, Muireann? I know you're in fifth year at, is it the Abbey Vocational School in Donegal Town? What are your plans?
Yeah, I think I will stick with it, to be honest. I'm just kind of seeing where I'm going with it. I'm like, see how it goes next year and all. Like, I've got a few festivals and stuff in the summer, but I think I'm really loving the whole thing, like performing and all. Kind of just started off doing it, so hopefully.
Absolutely. Well, big things to come, bigger things to come, no doubt, for you this year and in the years ahead. Congratulations to you both, Jamie Duffy and Muireann Bradley. It's a minute to nine.